Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's a party here in the studio. Officially.
I told you, I brought the wine.
I'm telling you, it's a good time here on Kids Kids Day. It's the one day a year we ask you to donate money for our yearly trip.
Please do, right now.
We've been taking this trip over 20 years. It started off with Kid Craddock taking a busload of people to SeaWorld.
Yep.
And then it just evolved into this trip where we get on a plane from kids all over the country meeting us up in Walt Disney World in Orlando for 5 days of just fun, man. Everything's taken care of, and that's because of you, Kid Nation. You help us raise all the money. Today's the official day we try to raise all the money, even though you can donate throughout the year if you want. You know, you can put events together at work, but today is the day we're pushing it, and we want to get as much money as we can. You can text the word KIDS, K-I-D-D, to 52000. $10 will be added to your phone bill at the end of the month. I believe you can do that up to five times.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call the Southwest Airlines Center. Call center. What is the number, Big Al?
888-SWA. Kids, K-I-D-Z. That's 888-792-5439. They have a room full of people that woke up early this morning just to take your phone call, so please give them stuff to do.
Yeah, thank you to all the volunteers that are helping out this morning as well. Sure. You can also donate online at kidskids.org. Check out pictures of the trip from the past and all that good stuff. But speaking of trips from the past, let's go back to 2017, I believe, because we had a cool family that went on this trip. Ariana, how are you doing, ma'am?
Good.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good to see you.
How old are you now, Ariana? Like
nine.
Wow. I was going to say 13, but nine sounds good.
I'm not 13.
I know. Not yet.
You're growing.
Grown up. What grade are you in?
Fourth
grade?
Wow.
You've been a good school year so far?
Yes.
All right. And how's your mom and dad doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Did you drive up here?
Huh?
Did you drive up here?
Yes.
You did.
It was a hard time to go here.
You already have your license? Fine.
No.
Oh, who drove? Dad?
My dad.
Oh.
No. Oh.
Yeah, they beat me here, I think, this morning.
Yeah, right?
Do you remember the trip all the time? Do you guys talk about it at home? Yeah, look at pictures and remember.
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing? Yeah. What do you remember best?
My part was when we went to, like, the Goofy ride.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so fun, the roller coaster.
Oh, the Barnstormer. Yeah. You probably saw Goofy outside of it, huh?
Yep.
That was your favorite character?
Yep.
Do you still look at all the pictures we took?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who made you feel the most special? I'm kidding, Ariana.
Who is your favorite?
Your favorite?
We like to ask the tough questions here to the kids. Benny, how you doing, man? This is Ariana's daddy.
We're doing great. Yeah, thank you for asking. We're doing really, really good. This is the healthiest my girls have been. This trip was amazing. Like you mentioned, we can't stop talking about it. You know, we're always talking about just the fun that we had. Yeah, it's definitely memorable.
Well, update us on how Ariana's been doing and what her condition was going into the trip.
Right, so Ariana had actually in January of 2017, she had a spinal surgery, which was called a dorsal rhizotomy, an 8-hour surgery. And so since then, she's been doing great. She recovered well. We stayed about a month in the hospital getting her to recover. And so she's actually going to start doing a rehab here pretty soon as far as therapy and getting her back up to par. So right now she uses a posterior walker. But the goal is to get her off of it. But she's doing great.
Yes.
I know you're going to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As parents, you know, of Ariana, what was the trip like for you when you think back on that period of time?
Jessica, this is her mom.
It was just amazing. It's something that it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience for us. I know since she was born, we hadn't taken a vacation because of everything that was going on. I was sick. She had all her therapies and... she's doing good, and the trip was amazing for us. We still talk about it, and it was just so much fun. It's unforgettable.
And y'all made some friends, right? You still hang out with some other families you met on the trip?
Yes, that was an awesome thing about it. The awesome thing about it is that it's bigger than just a trip. It's a big community, you know, and that's what we've learned. We kept up with a lot of Facebook friends from the trip, basically.
Yeah.
And so that it's like a big support group, you know what I mean? So it's bigger than just the trip.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. And so to be able to meet up with other families, talk to them, and you know, because these families actually can relate to, you know, our situation, you know, because they've they go through, you know,
they live it.
Yeah, they live it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Only a select group of people know what's going on in your lives and what you guys go through on a day-to-day basis. Have you guys met people from other years? Because I know I've had families that will see a kid wearing a Kids Kid shirt at the hospital. I'm like, well, no, no way, you went on the trip too.
No, not yet. Unfortunately, not yet. But we did meet some people here in the meeting room.
Yeah,
this morning.
Yeah. You're going to meet a lot of people. Your community is going to grow, hopefully, here by the minute, because we're going to have a lot of families from past trips. And you guys want to stick around and hear one of our kids that's going on this year's trip?
Of course. Yeah.
Because Big Al Matt got out there.
What?
Yeah, he traveled.
How did they let him do this?
What had happened was I was in Chattanooga, and while I was there visiting the beautiful city, I got to visit a family, and the little girl's name was Paisley. Now, she did not know why I was there. I was just there to give them a little bit of good news.
Was that from the birthday a couple days ago?
It's today, actually.
Oh, it's today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
We're going to invite the bugs and popcorn.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi, and you're Paisley, right?
Yes.
How many princesses can you name?
I know all of the names.
Let me see.
Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Tiana.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Elsa.
Mm-hmm.
Anna. Florence.
Wow. I think that's probably close to all of them. Which one is your favorite?
All of them.
Tell me a little bit about Paisley's condition.
Well, she was born with spina bifida.
Okay.
And that's a opening in the back.
Mm-hmm.
They repaired it at birth, mm-hmm. but she still, once it's repaired, sometimes you lose the function in your legs, and she did do that.
Okay.
She stands sometimes, but with braces.
Uh-huh.
But generally, she just uses the chair. That's her main mobility.
Okay.
And she also has hydrocephalus, which is fluid in the brain, but that's controlled by a really neat little thing right here. It's mm-hmm. just they went into her brain and drilled a hole, and it enables all the fluid to just to bathe out normally
okay.
instead of having to have a shunt. And neurogenic bowel and bladder, where she has to have help to use the bathroom.
She's got a beautiful little smile.
Yes.
And some beautiful pink glasses.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're on your birthday 5 or 6?
5. 5.
When's the last time you guys took a vacation of any sort together?
She's already had 2 major surgeries this year, so that's kind of her vacation this year.
I see. How many surgeries has she had altogether?
She has had 7.
Wow.
7, yeah.
That's a lot. Do you like going to the doctor and to the hospital?
Yeah, but I'm getting shots.
I know, but they're just making you better. Do you know of any place that you would be able to see all of the princesses?
Disney World.
Would you like to go to Disney World?
Yeah.
Would you like to go with us?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to Disney World.
Oh, my goodness.
Start packing your bags.
Bring it. They're going to be all the princesses.
I think Cinderella's castle's there.
Cinderella's castle's there, and it is. Oof, boy, that's a huge castle.
What about the villains?
I don't know about the villains.
They may be there, too. We'll keep them in check.
Thank you, kids.
Yeah. That's one of those fun things we
so
do.
Oh, so good.
Getting to go to these families and just see the expression on her face. And it just happened to be her birthday.
Paisley's 5 years old on her birthday, gets told by Big Al.
Coink-a-dink. Yeah, it was
best birthday
really,
present ever.
Really, really fun.
Benny and Jessica, do you guys remember when you found out you were going to Kids Kids?
We did. We actually got a letter, but it was like one of the last days, I think, and I was like, oh, I don't think we got selected, and Benny actually had hid the envelope from me, and then
there you go.
So he brought it out, we opened it, and it said that we were going, so we were super excited.
Yeah.
Did you hide it because you had done something bad that day and you wanted to have something good?
Actually, Jess, she asked me, she would check every day. She's like, babe, check the mail, because I would be the first one to get
home. Yeah.
And she was like, babe, check the mail. And so that day, I seen a big envelope, but I didn't know what it was. But I said, you know what, I'm going to wait until they get home.
Yeah.
And so once they got home, I waited till after dinner. And then once I opened it up, I said, okay, babe, let's read it. And so when we read it, we just couldn't believe it. We were that's super awesome. Excited.
We're stoked. The first line, and we were like bawling.
Bawling at the first line.
The first line.
The hardest part then is having to wait to actually go on the trip.
Exactly.
You want to pack and get ready.
Ariana's probably sitting there going, like, why are you guys crying, man? We're going to Disney World. You guys should be excited, right?
I ate all my macaroni.
No tears of joy.
Did you cry when you found out?
No, I just got excited.
Yeah.
Started packing the bags.
Yeah.
You want to hear a joke?
Yeah. Joke?
Of course I want to hear a joke.
Why does a baby ant get confused?
A baby ant?
Get confused.
Why?
Oh, okay. Why?
Because all his uncles are ants.
I can see how that could be confusing.
Timely.
Good delivery.
Identify.
She has a straight face.
Well done. Kicking off the show with a joke right
now. Come on. Keep up.
Hey, good to see you guys. Thank you so much for visiting.
Yeah, thank y'all for being here. We appreciate it.
For sure, yeah. For all the listeners, if you guys could donate, I mean, it means a lot. I'm telling you, we saw it firsthand. These families are going to experience a trip of a lifetime. We experienced it, and we always talk about it. We're excited about it. So please, if you could just donate anything would help. But thank you guys. Thank you for all the people that have donated already. But if you can, any help, you know, would be great.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Said it better.
We'll play that perfect. All day today.
Yeah. Southwest Airlines call center's open. 888-SWAKIDZ. 888-792-5439. Yes, Anna?
Also, if you head over to our Facebook page right now, at Kid Nation, we're about to go on Facebook Live and talk to some of our families.
Okay.
As well.
Awesome.
How about
all right,
that?
So meet some of our families there.
Yeah.
We'll introduce you to more kids going on this year's trip throughout the show. But coming up next, we do have to catch you up to celebrity gossip.
That this is what the people have been waiting for. So I promise you, Kardashian,
yes.
Kris Jenner, she's a little bit of a doomsday prepper. Does that surprise you?
Wow.
And which superhero got stuck in an elevator yesterday?
Mm.
A superhero can't get out of a stuck elevator?
Right?
What's going
on?
Is that
Mary's
super
to me.
We'll talk about it when we get back.
It might be Kids Day, but we're going to talk about what's going on in Hollywood, too. Next on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Call center's open for you. Southwest Airlines call center, 888-SWA-KIDZ, 888-792-5439.
Call.
Yeah, we have some volunteers ready to take your calls right now. Getting a lot of text messages coming in, Kid Nation. You freaking rock.
Yeah.
You're doing awesome. And all the text messages coming in are basically, we're donating, including this one right here. From Chrissy, who just chugged right past the five times you could text 52000, because we said we think it's about five times it'll be added to your phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
And Chrissy says, guys, please correct. You can do the 52000 $10 donation up to $100, so it's ten times, not five.
Oh, wait.
Please
go,
correct.
Way to go.
No, Chrissy, wait. No, thank you.
Thank you.
For checking on that
great.
For us.
Yeah.
There we go.
And also from the text, my name is Joey Morris, and I am 9 years old. I just donated $100.
Wow.
For the kids' trip. That's for the great. Second year in a row.
Way to go, Joey.
BT Dub, I love Justin and Nick on the Shut Up podcast. That's from
well,
Joey
look at that.
Morris.
Is that why you're in here, Nick? You saw the compliment?
I just wanted to come in to make sure you read that text.
Nick walked in and goes,
me.
Nick walked up and looks at me and goes, did you see that, JC, right there? That text that says my name. I got you, bro. It's all good. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. Guys, Justin and I got to do our very first kids reveal.
Oh, cool.
We've never gotten to do them before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a blast. We were so nervous doing it for the first
time. Yeah, it's hard.
I would imagine you still get nervous every time.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's such big news, you want to make sure
you do it right.
Present it right to them.
Yeah.
And
first of all, you're holding a really big secret that's going to change their life, and it's really exciting, and you don't want to ruin it before you want to tell them.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And you can't help but want a good reaction.
Oh, man, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's so many different ways to go about surprising them with this. And so Jess and I, we drove out to the country,
mm-hmm.
and we got to meet little Abby. She's 7. Mm-hmm. She has a really rare blood disorder. It's called plasminogen deficiency.
Oh, nice.
And it caused lesions.
How'd you say that, dude?
Yeah.
So it took me a while to read it.
Right. Like, I would have struggled with that name right there.
And it causes some lesions on the inside of her body and on her organs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so
man.
They've been going through a lot. And so times are tough. They moved into the country with Grandpa. And their three kids and her husband. And so here we start off and we're talking to Brenda and Abby. Brenda's the mom.
Okay.
And just about life at their house.
Okay, let's meet them.
tell us a little bit about Abby. How old is she? And, you know, the rest of your family. How many other kids do you have and stuff like that?
Hey, we have Abby. Abby's 7. Liz is 8. And Chloe is 10.
Now, I saw that you guys recently started homeschooling. Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been doing the homeschool thing?
Since April.
So how do you like this role now of being, not only were you mom of 3 girls, and now you're a teacher of 3 girls. How's that been?
We're enjoying the freedom of time. That's the best perk.
Why are you homeschooled now?
She has lots of doctor's appointments, and then her sister has lots of doctor's appointments, and so they just missed a lot of school. They got really behind. We got in trouble for attendance because the other kids didn't get excused absences when we would drive to Indianapolis for her doctor's appointments, and so we just decided it would be best.
And what's been going on with Abby? Why is she going to so many doctors?
She's in a clinical study for the only treatment for the blood condition that she has, and so we have to go to Indianapolis to do that. She's been in 2 different studies. This is the second one, and this is an IV infusion that I give her every 5 days at home.
With all the doctor's appointments, with all of the trips back and forth financially, I assume that's taken quite a toll.
Yeah, it's been tough. Especially when we decided to homeschool, that definitely meant staying here, staying with my father-in-law in order for me to leave my job, because I left my job as a medical assistant to homeschool. I absolutely love the doctor that I worked for. It was really hard, but my kids come first.
But then, yeah, Mama Bear took over, and you said, nope, done. No more questions asked, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Justin, you have any other questions?
No.
I guess there's just one last thing to say.
Yeah.
You're going to Disney World!
You're going to go! You're going to go see Cinderella's castle! You're going to the happiest place on Earth. Abby, how do you feel?
I'm going to Disney World!
Yeah! Who's your favorite Disney character?
Jasmine.
You're going to go see Jasmine. You're going to sing the songs.
Aladdin will be there. They're in a parade. And you'll sit front row and watch a parade of Jasmine come by on a float. That'll be pretty cool.
Abby, it literally is a whole new world, okay?
It'll be nice to have to do something without having to worry. You know, like when we go to Indiana, it's like, do we have money to go out to eat tonight? Do we need to go fast food? Can we go to a restaurant? It's nice to not have to worry about everything like that. To be able to do something as a family and not just stress and have to just constantly calculate that.
And we're so excited to have you guys on our trip. This is going to be so cool. The Chanette family, let's go get some t-shirts. It's going to be fun.
It's free?
Yeah, it is free.
We're excited to have you. I think we're good. Group hug?
Got it. Yeah, group hug.
Group hug, yay!
Come here.
I love the reveals because when you finally reveal that they're going to Disney World, you get to see that process go through their brain.
First, they're stunned.
Wait a minute. What?
Like, what'd you just say?
She was still registering. Mom starts crying. Yeah.
Did you just say going to Disney World?
Her sister, she has 2 other sisters. They were sitting behind us, and so she could see her sisters jumping up and down and freaking out, and she's still trying to process, what's happening here? It was wonderful. It was great meeting them.
And you just heard Abby, when they just try to take a road trip, the one thing they're worried about is, are we even going to have enough money to eat?
That's a great thing about this trip. Because with your donations, we give them an envelope, a little packet every single day, and every meal is included in this whole trip. They really don't have to bring a wallet.
Yeah, they could leave the wallet at home.
Other than ID, they don't have to bring a wallet on this trip.
The passes are taken care of. The meals are taken care of. We give them Disney dollars so that they could buy
souvenirs
so that they can remember the trip. Pictures are taken care of because we have a photographer on the trip the whole time, and then we give them pictures at the end with a video.
We spoil them. We just spoil them. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, we spoil them because they deserve it.
And something else that's so incredible is that, like she was saying, they have to drive several states away all the time to go for treatment. But we have doctors on the trip with us that can look after them every single day, check in on them all the time. It's
doctors, nurses.
It's a moment for the parents to breathe.
Yeah.
They seriously do not have to worry about anything for those 5 days after worrying every single day.
Yeah.
After having to pull their kids out of school because they can't attend
school. Well, I sure hope we raise enough today.
Yeah. Again, that phone number you need to call at the Southwest Airlines call center is 888-SWA-KIDZ. A volunteer is waiting to take your money right now. 888-792-5439. You can also text the word KID to 52000. Like Chrissy in New Orleans told us, I guess you could do that up to 10 times. Up to $100 will be added to your phone bill. You don't even have to worry about it until you pay that bill at the end of the month. Or you can go eat at Raising Cane's today. Participating locations are going to be donating 15% of net proceeds to our trip this year. And speaking of a company that has donated a lot of money to our trip.
This is so cool.
For the last few years, Enchanted Fairies.
Hi, guys.
What's
up? Daniel in here. What's up, bro?
Hey, how are you guys?
What's happening,
doing
man?
Doing great, dude. Excited. Yeah, so you guys have been a partner with Kids Kids how long now?
I think about 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
What was it about Kids Kids that made you want to partner up and donate?
Well, I photograph kids every day, and I do about 7 to 10 kids.
Yeah.
So to see them happy and playful, and then see these kids go through so much, so much pain and sickness, so it's very dear to our hearts to be able to help these kids and give them a little bit of magic.
Yeah. My reveal last year was actually at Enchanted Fairies, which was awesome. We gave one of the little girls that went on the trip a full photo shoot, and she thought that's all she was getting.
Yeah. And this is so cool, right? Because if you're not familiar, Enchanted Fairies does these magical photo shoots that turns children into, you know, whatever hero of their dreams, fairies and floating, and it's beautiful.
You guys had like a mermaid one recently. And you guys got a new
unicorn.
Mermaids are taking a break right now. We have the unicorn session.
Unicorn again. And if we want to get some of those pictures taken, what's that website we check out, Daniel?
Yeah, so you can go to Unicorn Session. .com.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have a special treat for morning listening show, for the morning show.
Okay.
So when you go to unicornsessions.com and you book today, not only 100% of the proceeds go to Kids Kids, but you also get, I have to read because it's a lot.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You get a full all-inclusive magical unicorn session.
Okay.
You get all poses with the unicorn. Her name is Serenity.
Yeah, she's there.
And access to our flowing princess dresses, the use of our magical props and wings. We make them in-house. You also get pixie dust, our unicorn storybook set, a princess tiara. You can choose a crown if you want. It's your choice. You also get 20 minutes with the master photographer, limited edition 10-inch portrait with the unicorn princess, and also the entry to an annual calendar contest.
The calendar contest.
Yeah, the calendar contest.
Oh, and one more special unicorn gift, and it's only for today's listeners. So if you book today.
Okay.
Go to unicornsessions.com.
Look, and he said 100%.
100%.
These are the most beautiful pictures, honestly.
Yeah, you've all done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the portrait for free in this package. You can always buy more. They make wonderful gifts. Christmas coming up, the grandparents and everything, you will cry. You sit in that room and they turn down the lights so you can see all the pictures. You will weep.
You're
so beautiful.
Place. Yeah.
Now, I have one more thing for, like, everybody that books today, okay? If you book today, you get a chance to win a two-night stay at Great Wolf Lodge for a family of four.
Wow.
So a little mini staycation, actually.
Yes. The drawing is this Friday, the 30th, at 3 p.m. Through our Enchanted Fairies Facebook page. So make sure that you go to unicornsessions.com and you book today.
Yeah, just book today and you're included on all of this.
You're automatically
and giving to kids.
And look, Enchanted Fairies is awesome. You guys are family run and operated. It's a small operation. It's not like it's this big conglomerate.
It's a
big business. No, you guys are small, in the mall.
We're small.
Taking care of business.
Christopher is my brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Eileen, she's my little sister. We don't look alike, but
they're all related.
Well, you might be small, but you brought an oversized piece of paper.
Yeah, what is this behind you?
Is that one of those oversized checks?
Can you tell us what this comes from?
Oh boy.
Before you reveal?
Yeah, this is from everybody.
This
is from everybody who were who entered in the calendar contest last year.
Oh, okay.
And also donated the session fee, the $25 session fee.
Okay. Oh, great. So, okay. All right. So this is from last year. So you're going to reveal this to us?
We're coming up with the big one after the calendar contest, which is the one we're most excited about.
Okay. Great. So this is just
part one.
Okay.
This is one of two, Kelly Rez.
Daniel, you didn't have to do that.
Daniel.
Yeah, man. All right. Are you ready to reveal it?
Yeah, ready.
I am ready.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa, small.
Oh. $37,503.09.
We want every penny.
They threw the 9 cents in there, Kelly. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much, guys.
And even the check.
Excited to be able to do this for you.
Yeah, even the check features the unicorn. Yeah. So you can see how beautiful these pictures are.
This is our model, Ariana.
Yeah, we met Ariana.
Yeah.
Oh, she's your official model right there. Yes. Man, that is a beautiful check.
Awesome.
Now, do we get to deposit that now? Do we need to hold it for a few days?
You get to deposit it right now.
Right now. Oh,
wow. I go to the bank and go like,
yeah, check. You gotta have a really big tube for that check in the drive-thru.
Yeah. Man,
Daniel, awesome.
30,
thank you so much. Enchanted Fairies.
This morning from Enchanted Fairies.
UnicornSessions.com.
UnicornSessions.com. Again, today, if you make your appointment, 100% of the proceeds will go to Kids Kids. Compliments of Enchanted Fairies.
Thank you, Daniel.
That is so
thank
cool. So
we appreciate it.
So excited.
So cool right there. And again, you can text KID. KIDD to 52000. $10 will be added to your phone bill up to 10 times. You can do that, $100, or you can call the Southwest Airlines call center at 888-SWA-KIDZ. That's 888-792-5439. And coming up next, we're going to do some more reveals. We're going to meet some more families that are going on this year's Kids Kids trip.
All right.
Because we just got $37,000, which means
we
got
to spend it.
We got a couple families that can go for sure. We'll meet them next.
Every time we ask, you never let us down. It's Kids Kids Day, the one day we dedicate to raising money for our annual Kids Kids trip. You could make a $10 donation by texting KIDD to 52000 or just head to kidskids.org. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, text away. Get those donations in, Kid Nation.
Please do.
This is a one day we ask you for money. The rest of the year, we're all yours. But today, we're beggars.
Yes.
Anyway, we're proud to admit it because it's for a good cause. It's for Kids Kids. We want to send some kids to Orlando, have a great time at Disney World. And one of the biggest reasons why that is happening year in and year out is because of Southwest Airlines. First of all, they got it right when it comes to boarding a plane. Everybody should follow suit.
Yeah,
that
no,
way you
I
don't have that,
that
clump of mess out there in front
group
of the gates.
Group A, Group B, there you go.
But Southwest Airlines became the official Kids Kids partner in 2007. So this is going to be our 13th year of partnership. More than 100 employees volunteer with staffing, telethon, telephones, flight crews, even volunteers, and airport welcome parties because we send the kids off in style. They let us have a hangar so we can throw a party before we go on
and
this
they,
trip.
And they let us have a plane.
Yeah, that's the main thing. And it says Kids Kids on it. Like it's our plane. We own it, I think. Alyssa, you could tell us more about that. Is it our plane?
For a little while, it is.
Yeah, we'll take that.
But yeah, happy Kids Kids Day. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you very much.
So what do you do over at Southwest Airlines, Alyssa?
So I'm on our brand partnerships and entertainment PR team, which means we get to work with you fine folks on Kids Kids. Okay. And we're just so excited to be your partners.
Yeah, I'm sure the send-off party has already gotten started, right, with the planning?
Oh, yeah, it has. We're getting ready to get that decal on the plane to fly around. We're getting our flight crew ready. We're getting ready for that charter plane to go out in November. And we're just really excited.
And let me brag about Southwest Airlines for a little bit here, because not only are we getting people here from our town where we're at to fly out to Orlando, we have families from all over the country, and Southwest Airlines makes it easy for them to be able to hop on a plane and meet us in Orlando, because we have another party when we land in Orlando, and they want to make sure that they're there for everything.
Well, the cool thing is at those other airports, they do little send-off parties for them.
Like at the gate?
Sweet, because they are missing out on the big one. They were like, you deserve a celebration, too, so they make it special for them as well.
I mean, our first trip with Southwest included 43 children and their families. Last year's trip, we supported sending 58 children with their families. And we're doing it again this year. But this year, you guys got to do a little bit of a reveal as well, because we've been revealing some of the families that are going on this year's trip.
Uh-huh.
And one of the kids is part of the Southwest Airlines
family.
One
of your own.
Yeah. Tell me about Nicole.
Yes. Yeah. So last week we had our own chance to surprise a family. And so Nicole is a flight attendant for Southwest, and her daughter Chloe was diagnosed with leukemia back in December. And as you guys all know, treatment and everything has just been really tough. But Nicole is a flight attendant for us. She's been flying. She's been taking trips. And actually last week when we did the reveal, she had just flown in from Philadelphia. So we had this whole plan concocted, had her come to headquarters and...
Oh, she probably thought she was in trouble.
Yeah, well, I think she might have.
Anytime you go to headquarters, hey, I need you to go to headquarters.
And you had her bring her husband Paul and Chloe as well?
Yeah, so yeah. Paul and Chloe thought she was getting an award because she actually just celebrated her 20th Southwest anniversary.
Nice, okay. Nice cover.
Yeah. Melissa.
So we had to get a little white lie there, but mm-hmm. So they thought she was getting an award. She didn't really know what she was coming in for, but Chloe and Paul were hiding behind the couch, and then we had Caroline come out and make the big reveal and do the big announcement, and it was one of those bring your tissue moments. It was amazing.
Well, Alyssa just issued a mascara alert. Take a listen to how that went down.
We got your application. You're going on the Kids trip. So you're going to go to Disney World.
This is an absolute blessing to have no worries. To have no worries and just be able to have fun and be a kid and, you know, be parents. And
to see and be able to go to Disney World is like my biggest dream because I haven't been able to go because I was diagnosed with cancer. But now since we won the Kids trip, that's like a whole world change for me.
I feel like we shouldn't have to hear a kid saying that.
Yeah, for real.
Hear that little voice say, I was diagnosed with cancer. And like Mom said, you just want to go there, have no worries, have to not deal with going to the hospitals. That's why this trip is so important. And you saw it, you heard it in her voice, how mm-hmm. thankful she is. And Alyssa, you can back me up on this. Flight attendants for Southwest Airlines fight over the chance to be a volunteer for a kids trip.
Yeah, they do. So we had the charter flight, and they go out all out. They wear the mouse ears, and they just have so much fun celebrating with the families. And it's definitely one of those things that they all vie for to try and be a part of that crew.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And, Nicole, you're in Group A. How about that?
Yeah.
Nice.
How about that? Yeah.
But, yeah, so we're so excited and just appreciate your partnership. I know they're so excited for the trip. And I know you mentioned it earlier, but our employees are standing by at the telethon.
Yep.
They're ready to take your donations and help send families like Nicole and Paul and Chloe to Disney World.
And this can only happen if we raise enough money, Kid Nation, like you just heard. We already told the families they're going.
Yeah,
so,
any amount
it's
helps.
It's really tough if we didn't have enough money.
It's on you.
It's going to be a tough call.
On you, people.
Yeah. If you want us to call little Chloe.
We know who you are, and we will call you out.
Oh, yeah. Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom.
Mike.
Mike.
Oh.
Jennifer.
Brianne.
Uh-huh. We'll go name by name if we have to.
Again, that number at the call center, if you want to talk to someone in person and donate your money that way, it's 888-SWAKIDZ. That's 888-792-5439.
And we are so, so thankful for Southwest Airlines and our partnership with you guys. Thank you so much for everything you guys do, Alyssa. Thank from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
White Cheddar, what's going on, man? You look like you got some
news. Yeah, we have a surprise.
Okay.
Hi.
Alyssa, welcome to a surprise on Kids Day.
This is amazing.
Hi.
Who's this woman?
Who is this woman coming in here with surprises?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell me who you are.
What's your name?
My name is Sade.
Hi, Sade.
Sade. Now you look familiar, just a little older.
Yeah. I was on the 2013 Kids trip.
Wow.
How old were you when you went on the trip?
I was 12.
12 years old.
So 13.
So you're 18
now. You're
18
now.
I'm 17.
17.
You still have great memories of the trip, yeah. Sade? Yeah.
What was your favorite memory?
Kissing you on the cheek.
Oh, you still
kissing
remember.
Me on the cheek. Well, let me tell you this. That's my favorite message.
Good one, Chase.
Yeah, I'll tell you
he
that right now.
He still hasn't washed his cheek.
No.
And quite frankly, it's nasty.
Yeah.
You can tell. Long time.
Look at that beard I grew because I will not wash my face after that kiss. So what's going on? What you been up to?
Nothing much, really.
Yeah.
Just going to school?
Life.
Are you still in high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're going into your senior year this year?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
What, you have a sign with you, huh?
Yeah.
Can you read? Can you read the sign?
Oh, there's our kiss.
Read it, JC.
Oh, wow. A photo of the kiss.
Okay. It says, oh, there's a bunch of photos together. JC, if it's okay with Kinsey, will you go to senior 2020 prom with me?
Oh!
Miles, kids.
Look at her. shooting her shot.
Girl, you asking me to prom? For real?
Yeah.
Yeah. You will not be embarrassed by my dancing? Because no. I will get out there.
Oh, he will.
Because I have three brothers that dance a lot, so.
So you're used to that silliness. Yeah.
When's your prom? In the spring?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have to have time to prepare.
Of course. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to get ready for prom. Yeah, we'll go to.
Choreograph a dance routine.
Are your brothers going to prom too? Can we choreograph a dance?
They might. One of them might be.
Okay. I will get with one of your brothers. Yeah. Choreograph.
Yeah. I've never witnessed a prom pose before.
Can I wear a cool pink suit like Nick Jonas had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. A chance to wear a pink suit.
And I get to take you to dinner and all that? Like the full-on prom thing?
Yeah.
You paying?
Right?
She
did ask you.
Oh, how cool.
Of course I'll go to prom with you. Yeah, definitely check it. Give me the dates, and we'll try to make it work, okay?
Okay.
Is your school going to be cool with a man that's just barely over 22 going to the school prom?
I will work that part.
Details.
We'll work that part out.
Sade, don't you worry. I will get a fake ID that says I'm 18.
Oh, my gosh.
I know a guy. Yeah, yeah.
Well, good job.
This is your dream, Jason.
Come here, give me a hug. Come over here, woman. She's a woman now.
Yeah. Repeat the kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, give me a kiss.
And while y'all are doing that, we will.
I can't say that, right?
Yes, you can say that. You can say that.
Aww.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Oh, that's a long one that time. All right.
Yes.
That's my prom date.
Great. That's your prom date.
Make your donation to Kids Kids now. Text the word KID, that's KIDD, to 52000. And that call center open until 10 a.m. Central. The number is 888-SWA-KIDZ.
And your face, all those girls that didn't ask me to prom in high school. Look at me now. Still going to prom. All right.
You.
Kid Nation coming up next. Very special reveal from someone I know.
Thank you, Sade.
Bye, prom date.
She's so excited, JC.
This was really near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And it brought me to tears. I think you, Kid Nation, will be extremely happy to hear the news. We'll reveal who's going on the trip with us this year next.
The Southwest Airlines call center is open. Call 888-SWA-KIDZ to make a donation. It's Kids Kids Day on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Well, if we want to call now, Big Al Mac, what is that phone number to the Southwest Airlines call center?
Well, that number is 888-SWA-KIDZ. That's 888-792-5439. There are Southwest Airline volunteers waiting to accept your donations via telephone right now.
Or maybe you don't like talking to people. That's totally fine. You can text the word KID to 52000 to donate $10. It'll be added to your phone bill. You can do that up to five times. Some people claim they've done it up to 10 times.
Yeah.
But we say five.
So keep on
trying. Keep doing it till it doesn't allow it.
Yeah, right. Keep on doing it. And this trip is extremely important. Including some families that went on the trip last year, like Eliza and her mom and sister who went last year.
My name's Jalen. My daughters are Eliza. She's a kid's kid this year. And Elena, they're 5 and 6. She has Walker-Warburg syndrome. It is a form of muscular dystrophy. It's rare you find a kid born with it. It's rare you find a kid that makes it past birth. And it's really extremely rare that you find a 5-year-old with it. It's almost unheard of, honestly. We've never really gone on vacation. We've never left Texas. We've never been in a plane. Thank you, Kids Kids. It's been, you know, this couldn't have happened otherwise. We've never been to Florida. We would have never made it to Florida, never made it to Disney World, never gone on vacation anytime soon at least. So, yeah, definitely thank you for sure.
And why was this trip so important to Eliza and her family? Well, that's because Eliza passed away in June. Due to complications.
They were such a wonderful family, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you never know when it's going to be your last trip
together.
You never
know.
And this family, if it were not for you, Kid Nation, and for Kids Kids, they would not have had that opportunity. They would not have those memories that they have. They would not have those pictures with Eliza, with Belle, and with Mickey and Minnie, with that huge smile on her face.
They have memories that will, not to sound cliche, that will last for a lifetime.
Yeah.
I remember her meeting some of the princesses that day, and she was just so, she was so excited the way they look at those princesses, you know?
Caroline's in here with us right now, and I know that
weeping.
I know. It strikes hard when you hear of one of our little ones that leaves us like that.
It's not right.
It's not.
Yeah.
And shouldn't happen. But that's what goes on. And we want to make this the best trip ever, just in case, for these families.
You okay, Caroline?
Oh, gosh, that just hit me. Well, and it's because I sit in on the application process, so that's always on our mind when we're picking these children is, you know, you never know how much time they're going to have. And if we had picked this family, they wouldn't have had this experience. So. Yeah. It weighs heavily on all of us, for sure.
Sure. We do get a lot of people that are nominated for the trip, and it is hard, I assume, for you guys to choose who gets to go, and, all right, maybe we can hold off for next year for this. But you guys timed it perfectly for Eliza, and I know
that. It was perfect. Mm. Yeah.
That she and her family had a great time, because she had a smile on her face the entire time.
Absolutely.
And also, I brought in Caroline, because we're about to do a reveal here. If you're about to put on your mascara,
don't.
Hold on that one for a second.
Yeah, filled with mascara regret.
Maybe you're strong enough. I was not strong enough.
No. Hey, if you want to give a waterproof a try, go for it.
Sure, yeah. Why not, Kelly, right? That way you know if it works or not. But Caroline, a few weeks ago, gave me some awesome news. If you've been keeping up with the show, you've heard me talk about my neighbor, Grayson. About a year ago, he found out he had cancer.
How old is Grayson?
Grayson is my son's age. He is 8. I think he just turned 8 years old or about to turn 8 years old. They're in the same grade class, and it's a kid we see every day.
Just play with him and, you know, and playmates.
Yeah, they were running buddies.
Running buddies, and within a matter of days, Grayson was having surgery. And not just, he was having brain surgery on his brain stem. And there were some complications, and he didn't wake up the way that we expected him to wake up and bounce back. He wasn't talking. His eyes weren't opening correctly. Mm. He wasn't moving. He was just laying on a bed. And Caroline texted me and let me know, hey, I want to let you know that Grayson and his family have been chosen to go on this year's Kids trip. I started crying because I couldn't tell you how many times I've been in my bathroom and I've seen his family get home and open the garage and I've seen Grayson struggling to get out of his car and walk inside of his house. This kid that I used to run around with and
he's just perfectly normal. With. I mean, you know,
I'm telling you, one day everything was normal and the next
his balance was off. And
right.
Something just wasn't right.
His mom and dad knew there was something wrong and they went to the hospital just hoping that it was
minor.
Ear infection,
or he's just growing and he's not used to his long legs, something like that. But it turned out to be the worst news possible for his family. And so they went in and they started fighting. Boy, and when I tell you Grayson's been fighting, the dude has been fighting. And when Caroline told me Grayson was chosen for the trip, I automatically said, well, we need to do something with Music Meets Medicine because our buddy J-Mac, who's a doctor as well and good friends with Caroline, and he was in the Sons of Harmony, he helped me with Grayson. We went to the hospital a couple months back when he was getting treatment and played him music. Mm-hmm. Because the first time he moved was the day when I went to go visit him and his mom had a guitar in the corner and I started playing a song and he moved for the first time. When J-Mac heard that, he's like, dude, then we got to show up when he's getting treatment to get his spirits up.
That's cool, man.
And we showed up, and we played him some songs, including Old Town Road, which he had not heard before. And
really?
I apologize to his dad, because apparently Grayson would not stop playing that song. It was on repeat. So here's what the reveal entailed. Mm. We were going to do a lot of lying, okay?
Okay.
A lot of lying.
So, yeah, J-Mac. Yeah.
White lies.
It was for a good cause. So J-Mac got enough donations to buy Grayson a guitar.
Oh, cool.
And he found an instructor, a fellow doctor, Ben, to help Grayson learn how to play the guitar. So I was just the neighbor, you know, I was just standing by. And I was going to try to find a way to go to Grayson's house when J-Mac was going to introduce his tutor to him. Luckily, I was invited to dinner that night. Made it so much easier.
Mm. What a coincidence.
I know.
Just happened to be invited to dinner.
Well, we go eat dinner. Like, we normally invite them over, but that night, his dad hit us up and goes, hey, you guys want to come over for pizza? J-Mac's coming over to jam. I was like, oh, J-Mac's coming over? That's weird.
That's funny.
I would love to come over.
We know each other, right?
Please tell me who this J-Mac guy is, too. Now, we did want to capture this on camera and on audio, and so that was the tricky part. I had Cammy come out with us. So I told
Cammy. Yeah, but you work on the radio. You just say you film everything.
So
yeah.
I told J-Mac.
Hey, this is my side piece.
They were like, that's not Kinsey.
Yeah.
That's a good cover story.
I told J-Mac, I was like, all right, Cammy is now your employee. You tell them you're bringing a photographer for Music Meets Medicine.
Perfect.
I will walk in and I will introduce myself to Cammy, act like I've never seen her in my life.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Kinsey had to do the same.
It is a lot of lying.
Acting again.
We are acting again, Kelly.
You're acting and playing a music.
Of course.
It's your dream. Give him a chance.
And so we're sitting in there and the boys are playing video games and I'm trying to feel like, all right, how do we get to playing some music, Caroline? You know, because that's what we want to get to.
Right.
And so I just
abruptly go, hey, why don't we start jamming?
Right?
Hey, you guys want to jam?
Yeah. You guys want to jam? JMX like, JC, that was the worst acting ever. But that's
I'm
fine.
Addicted to the game of jamming.
Addicted to the game of jamming. So we sit everyone around in Grayson's living room, and we had rewritten the lyrics to a couple songs that we played for Grayson when we went in while he was getting treatment. You might recognize the first song. Guys, don't sing along. I changed the lyrics. Okay,
okay.
This is how we revealed to Grayson that he was going on the trip.
Ready, Grayson?
Songs
awesome.
You could tell Grayson was like, wait,
what's happening?
That's not the lyrics, JC.
Right?
He's like,
yeah.
I'm like,
you're an idiot.
His mom starts screaming
immediately. She's got
like,
it.
What? She's running around the house. They start singing the songs and everything. I did get a chance to sit down on the couch and talk a little bit with Grayson's dad after it all sank in.
Okay,
so this is the father of our kids family that just was announced. This is my buddy Adam. I know a lot of our radio family has heard about Grayson because I've talked about him quite a bit. But for those who are learning about Grayson right now, tell us about him and what he's been having to battle for the last year.
Yeah, for the last year, he's battled a lot of different things. He had a brain tumor that they found back in September of 18. And he went through surgery, he went through radiation, and thankfully just finished up chemotherapy. And so now he's kind of healing. And slowly getting back into school, which is exciting.
Yeah, he's had such great progress. He went from nonverbal, non-moving, to he's running around shooting my son with a Nerf gun right now and playing video games and learning the guitar. Thanks to J-Mac, who helped us out today. He's going to start taking lessons.
Yeah,
he's really into the guitar now.
So I think one of the things that was really cool to watch with Grayson was his spirit and his heart. You know, he never got upset about where he was in life. He never let it get him down. And just to watch him gave both me and my wife, Susan, a lot of encouragement. He stayed positive throughout the whole thing, which is really cool.
He always has been a positive kid. Always will be a positive kid. And I hope this is a good relief for you guys, because you guys do deserve a vacation.
Thank
you. I know you've been going to the hospital left and right, and I hope that this helps out.
We are so excited about this. We had absolutely no clue what was about to happen. We had some friends show up to teach guitar lessons, and we were surprised when we heard the Disney song as a part of the song.
Okay, I would say Grayson, say we're going to Disney World, but he's busy playing right now. But I can't wait to see you guys on the trip, man.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us over. I enjoyed the pizza.
Thanks.
Grayson and his family going on the trip. You heard Adam right there, his dad, say that he's getting ready to go back to school. You know, the kids, the kids already started, but Grayson was still trying to get going.
Treatment and whatnot.
And my wife just texted me this morning and said, hey, Susan, Grayson's mom just texted me and said, today is Grayson's first day of school.
Aww.
So he's going back to school. She sent me a picture of all the kids lined up on the street.
That's
so
right.
On this Kids Kids Day is Grayson's first day of school in a year.
Wow.
And Caroline, thank you so much to you and the board for
looking at Grayson's family. Seriously.
They're the perfect candidate, you know, and a lot of these families that we see, like Nicole's family from Southwest as well, these kids are recently diagnosed, so they're still trying to figure out their new normal.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so what a better way to treat them.
It's a new life.
Yeah.
They were telling us how, Susan was telling me how she used to listen to your dad when he started Kids Kids, and how she used to donate, and how she used to listen to Kids Kids Day and think, oh my goodness, I can't understand how those parents can go through that. And she
and
is
out of
one
nowhere.
She
yeah.
is one of those parents right there. It's mm-hmm. one of those, hey, look at it. Your dad, Kid Craddock, your dad always said it's your healthy kid tax.
Yeah. Yep.
You have a healthy kid at home. Help us out. Help us send these kids to Disney World. Text the word kid to 52000 to donate $10. It'll be added to your phone.
You can do it five times.
Up to five times, or call the Southwest Airlines call center at 888-SWA-KIDS with a Z. That's 888-792-5439. Other ways to donate, post it up at kidskids.org. That's KIDDSKIDS.org.
Swing by Raising Cane's. Get some food for the family, for the office.
Get some chicken fingers today, Caroline.
Yeah, calories don't count when it's for charity.
Dang right, girlfriend. All right. Kid Nation, thank you so much. Keep on donating. Keep calling that call center. We'll try to catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood with the Showbiz Top 5 here with Kelly Raspberry next.
JC, a story you've actually told on the radio several times.
What?
One of your favorite inspirational stories is being turned into a movie.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you what that is in the Showbiz Top 5.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars, and you're listening to Kids Kids Day. Call now.
888-792-5439. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.